This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Another great day in Trump land because I get a chance to expose the liberal frauds all over the world. And let me tell you something, there are liberal frauds all over the world. Let's start with the United Kingdom. You have no idea how bad the United Kingdom is getting. It's not even possible for me to explain how bad the United Kingdom is getting. If America ever becomes like the United Kingdom, it's all over. It's all over. America will not be America anymore. And that would be a very sad thing. All right, let's talk about the United Kingdom, because I think you want to hear about it. In the United Kingdom, cops are now knocking on doors to police free speech. Knocking on doors to police free speech. A man in the UK received a home visit from two police officers over an online comment he made about Brexit and was told to be mindful about his language, despite the officers admitting he hadn't broken any law. A video of the visit shows the man challenging the police officer as to why they were at his door. While officers failed to point out precisely what the man said that prompted the visit, one of them made reference to some comment that said you were going to drag someone out of an office. I'm not saying you can't use it or you shouldn't use it. I'm just asking you to be mindful about what you're putting on there in case it's deemed as inciting. The officer acknowledged the man had every right to do that and had not violated the law. The man attempted to explain to the officers that if Brexit was sabotaged, his comments would pale in comparison to the reaction of other Brits and that the whole country would be inflamed. Earlier this year, the story of a man that was exposed who was investigated by Humberside Police and told to check his thinking after he liked a limerick on Twitter which made fun of transgenderism. 53-year-old Harry Miller was told that transgender people might not be safe at his place of work after authorities contacted his boss. In another example, a 74-year-old woman who wrote a blog in which she stated, "Gender is BS, pass it on," received a call from the police. The mother of a 10-year-old autistic son and a 20-month-old baby was arrested by three police officers in her home for the crime of misgendering someone on Twitter. In a related story, a Catholic journalist in the UK is under police investigation because she misgendered a trans person on Twitter, trans as in transgender, and referred to the woman's trans daughter, as in transgender daughter. Whoever thought we'd have to learn words like this? Trans daughter. Let's see you say it five times fast. So she referred to the woman's trans daughter using the wrong pronoun. She's under police investigation. London is now on fire with stabbings, with acid attacks, with murder, with robbery, and all they've got time to do is worry about whether you mispronounce or miss something, a trans person. I don't even know what they did. What is it you're supposed to do to a trans person? I used to sir, mister, miser. I don't know what you're supposed to say. I don't have the slightest idea what you're supposed to say. It's a freaking joke. Here it is. Christian journalist, another story, accused of a crime by police for misgendering a woman's transgender child. Folks, can you even pronounce misgendering a woman's transgender child? It must be the same story, so it's a transgender daughter. Say it fast. Misgendering a woman's transgender daughter. Misgendering a woman's transgender daughter. I dare you to say that five times fast. Society's become so complicated because of liberals, politically correct fools called liberals, that you can't even figure out what they're talking about anymore. And no matter what you say, you're in trouble. And in England, they'll put you in jail for it. You know, we all thought it was some sort of joke. In New York City, they passed some kind of law. I remember like 3 years ago, and I put it in one of my books. I've written 12 books. I can't even remember which one. But one of my most recent books, probably either Murder of the Middle Class or Angry White Male, I put in that in New York City, the city council had actually passed a law that says if you misgender someone, if you actually say to them Mr. when they're a Ms. or Ms. when they're a Mr., and how could you tell? It's like a 6'3" woman who looks like a man with a bulge in his vagina area. Whole thing is so confusing. No one would know what you're addressing. But if you misaddress them, you can sue them and get monetary damages. Well, in England, they're going further. They're arresting you. Do you still like liberalism? Do you still want liberalism in this country? So a Catholic journalist in the UK named Carolyn Farrow is being accused by police of a crime after she misgendered a woman's transgender daughter in September of last year. It began after she finished the interview on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan. I kind of like Piers nowadays. Also in the interview was a woman named Susie Green, whose son had a sex change operation. After she finished the interview, she apparently tweeted about it, and in the process misgendered the son's transgendered gender. This is like a Dr. Seuss novel for people who don't know if they have a vagina or a penis. Now police want to do an interview under caution with her over the incident. She tweeted out, had a message from the Guildford police tonight about my tweets following an appearance on Good Morning Britain with Susie Green and Piers Morgan. Susie Green has reported me for misgendering her daughter. I pointed out to the police I'm a Catholic journalist commentator. It's my religious belief that a person cannot change sex, that we are in the middle of a national conversation about what it means to be male and what it means to be female. Nonetheless, following my appearance on national TV, the police have decided I need to be interviewed under caution for misgendering Susie Green's child. And the police that came after is the CPS, the Crown Prosecution Service. It's the principal public prosecuting agency in England for conducting criminal prosecutions in England and Wales. In other words, the police. And once the police have grounds to suspect someone of an offense, a person must be cautioned before being asked any further questions. The interview should take place at a police station unless delay in bringing a suspect there would be damaging. A person cautioned is told, you do not need to say anything. It may harm your defense if you do not mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Police are accusing Farrow of violating the, quote, Malicious Communications Act. But Farrow says that's absolutely not true and tweeted out the law itself. Here are the provisions of the Malicious Communications Act. She says, I don't even remember the tweet. I probably said he or son or something. All I've been told that following an appearance on Good Morning Britain, I made some comments misgendering Susie Green's child that I need to attend a taped interview to discuss it. I don't even remember the tweets. That was in September. But I really do not give a flying toss. I've done nothing wrong, nothing illegal. Will happily do jail time for my right to say that people cannot change sex. Meanwhile, people have terrified and harassed my family, doxed my children, made violent and sexual threats, signed me up to porn accounts, did the same to my husband, threatened to visit my home. Here's a bit more on the harassment. She's been regularly harassed and threatened by transgender activists. This is what you're facing, folks, with these sickos. One trans activist doxed her ex. At Farrow's request, the Christian Post is not linking to one particular harasser's website, but she relayed to CP, Christian Post, that he has written about doing sexually explicit and violent things to her, kicking her teeth in, holding people's heads underwater till they sustain brain damage, and published photos of sex toys he says she needs. This person has also published photos of her children and their schools and made all kinds of accusations against her husband, a Roman Catholic priest, putting her whole family at risk. And police do nothing, she commented. Oh, and if I don't go for an interview about some tweets that allegedly misgendered, I will apparently be arrested, which is nice, she tweets out. However, for those wondering if I'm upset or hoping I am, nope. I have 5 kids. Might catch up on a bit of sleep in the clink. That's funny. She's got a good sense of humor. UK is now a country that's finished. Remember they used to have Churchill? And Churchill was a real man. And Churchill was a macho man. And Churchill led the battle against Hitler. And we killed those creep Nazis and bombed them and murdered them all. Sent them all to hell. And now you got transgenders and people afraid of offending transgenders. Can you imagine your country's led by someone who isn't quite sure if they're a man or a woman? Who isn't sure if they're a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body? Or whether they should have a penis or a vagina somewhere between their legs? And this is what runs England now. This is what runs, evidently, the police in England now. And you know what else runs England? Anybody can say anything they want about a Christian or a Jew and nobody cares. But God forbid you ever offend a Muslim. And so there was an LGBT program. This is why in America liberalism makes no sense. Who are two of the most prominent groups that seem to love the Democratic Party? Gays, lesbians, LGBT, and all of that, and Muslims. But you can't put a gay in the same room as a Muslim, because the Muslim will try and murder him, or her, or it, as it were. So in the UK schools, they had a program, lovely programs that conservatives, like all of us listening right now, can't stand, where they brainwash your children into thinking it's the most wonderful thing in the world if your child is gay or lesbian or transgender. But they stopped the program in England because of the Muslim backlash. Because remember, Muslims hate gay people. Four more schools in Birmingham, England, have suspended an LGBT indoctrination program following a backlash by Muslim parents. Mass protests by Muslim parents who withheld their children and signed a petition demanding an end to the No Outsiders program, which claims to teach primary students about equality and tolerance. Don't ever forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can't have equality and tolerance in a Muslim society. They hate gays and want to murder them and stone them and set them on fire and rape them with lead pipes and drop them off six-story buildings. And there's no equality for women in a Muslim country. We all know that. Little girls get acid thrown in their face for the crime of wanting to be educated. And women get the death penalty for being gang raped because it was their fault. And they get stoned for looking at another man. And of course, you can't tolerate LGBT programs that teach you gay is great. Isn't it wonderful? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a whole show about crazy Democrats, insane Democrats, and insane liberals and globalists all over the world that hate America, hate Israel, hate Jews, hate Christians, hate Republicans, hate conservatives. I could do this show every single day. By the way, at least one good thing came out of London. London's Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, who I can't stand, his mayorship has been a disaster, just like de Blasio in New York City. And his bleeding heart views have just ruined London. But at least he has a brain. He announced today that Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke cannot beat Donald Trump for the presidency. So I guess he's rooting for maybe Joe Biden. I don't know. Maybe no one has told people outside the United States that, number one, Joe Biden says the craziest things ever heard. If you thought that Trump says silly things on Twitter sometimes, Joe Biden beats him by a mile. So that's number one. Number two, Joe Biden is like a pervert. Joe Biden has more photos and videos of him in a scene with women inappropriately touching them than any politician in the history of the world combined. This guy's hands are all over women. How that could be in the Me Too era, the next president of the United States for the Democratic Party, is beyond me. Number three, the Democratic Party will never nominate a white, straight male. Never. And number four, Joe Biden has run multiple times before and never gotten 1% of the vote. Why do you think now he's the winner and he'll beat Trump? You're out of your minds. Here's a guy that always looks perfect and then gets less than 1% of the vote every time he runs. How do you figure that? Because Joe Biden's a strange dude, man. Wait till you see when he runs. Wait till you see the arsenal of inappropriate touching videos and photos that come out. Just rehash. We've seen them all before, but I don't think the average American has, the average conservative has, who's paying attention. but not the average American. Now we're going to make sure they know that Joe Biden is creepy. He's a creepy, perv-like character. Something's wrong with him. He's always grabbing women in inappropriate places and at inappropriate times in public. You think he's going to be the next president of the United States? Don't make me laugh. So good luck. It ain't going to be Beto. It ain't going to be Biden. And it ain't going to be, as Mayor Kahn of London says, it ain't going to be Beto O'Rourke. And it ain't going to be Bernie Sanders. So you better come up with someone fast. And if you come up with someone fast, is it Kamala Harris? I just finished going on my tirade about transgenders, and sure enough, Kamala Harris comes out and says today, banning trans from our military violates fundamental value at the heart of America. I mean, I can picture it now. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison standing around going, look, look, there's a woman with a penis. We must put her in the army because if we don't let her fight the Brits, we'll be violating the fundamental values of why we're founding this great country, America. And then Lincoln in the Civil War. Let's take that he-she and let's point them straight at the Confederate cannons because that's America. I mean, this is the biggest joke I've ever been around in my entire life. And please, mark this down. Wayne Root has always been for gay rights, but you always take it to new levels. Give an inch, they take a mile. It's a joke. I had no problem with gays and lesbians having the same rights as everybody else, none at all, and would have fought for it, would have stood hand in hand to fight for their rights. They have rights just like you and I do, no different. And I always said, if they want to get married, let them get married. They'll have the same divorce rate as the rest of us, and they'll hate marriage just like so many straight people do. All that's fine. So don't I sound like a pretty liberal guy on gay issues? But when you don't know if you have a penis or a vagina, that's mental illness. That's not lesbian or gay. That's mental illness. And if you don't know which bathroom to use, that's mental illness. And I don't want a 600-pound male walking into the women's room when my daughter's in there. And I don't want big, strong boys wrestling with my daughter and winning the state wrestling championship. And I don't want them rooming with my daughter on the road trips for their women's softball game. There's a lot of problems with all of that. Gay and lesbian never caused any of those problems. If a guy wants to be gay, be gay. Go have at it. Go screw whatever you want to screw. I don't care. In your own bedroom, in private. But you have no right to be a guy, claim you're a woman, and then walk in the women's bathroom, women's locker room, and try and win women's championships, and join the army, and hang out in a trench with the rest of us, fighting the enemy in your high heels. The whole thing is a joke. They take it too far, and they've done it again. Anyway, a little station identification, because I didn't announce it at the beginning of the show. Wayne Alaroot on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, and the great Edward Stoltz, who founded and operates KBET here in Vegas and stations all over this great country, blessed by God. Syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who was the first man to syndicate me. It's the Ed and Fred Show. Ed gave me my shot in local radio. Fred in national radio. Thank you both. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. And don't forget to call us. We love taking your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, which is 833-927-8255. Big guest coming up. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One and heading to Ohio, President Trump updates us on the trade deal that's being worked out between the United States and China.
President Xi is a friend of mine. The deal is coming along nicely. We have our top representatives going there this weekend to further the deal. But no, we're taking in billions and billions of dollars right now in tariff money. And for a period of time, that will stay.
The Fed Reserve is holding interest rates steady.
Our policy rate is in the range of neutral. The economy is growing at about trend. Inflation's close to target. Unemployment's under 3%. It's a great time for us to be patient and watch and wait and see how things evolve.
Those are the words of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Although economic activity has slowed a little bit, the labor market remains strong. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday, the Dow lost 141 points to close at 25,745. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I always, you know, do their usual kudos and the usual things that I probably hosts all over the country say about them. They're great. They're Christian health sharing. They're a wonderful alternative to regular old-fashioned health share. I used to have Aetna. Aetna charged me $2,000 a month, and they covered nothing. Liberty Health Share charges me about $449 a month for a whole family, four kids, and they actually pay bills, which is always a great, you know, testimonial to them. But actually now, I believe this is our first interview coming up in about a month. So it's the first time we've been with the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis. And I had my surgery since we last spoke. And Liberty HealthShare was such a relief for me. They just took an incredible burden of stress off my shoulders and negotiated with my hospital before I walked in for the surgery and got the price not only way down, but to the point where the only people paying was Liberty HealthShare. I mean, I paid, but I paid only my deductible. So I had to pay my deductible for the year, and then Liberty HealthShare took care of the rest. And I walked in knowing that, and I was so nervous a few days before, in addition to being in terrible pain from the kidney stones. And so Liberty HealthShare has come through with flying colors for me. I've been with them 3 years. This is not something new. They've come through with flying colors when my son had his wisdom teeth removed, and when I went to see a few doctors last year for checkups. They were fabulous every time, and their monthly premium saved me $18,000 a year for 3 years. That's $54,000 saved. But the surgery was the ace, man. That was the one that gets me screaming, you got to go see Liberty. Everybody should switch. 855-58-LIBERTY. Why would anyone want to be with traditional health insurance anymore when you hear the story like mine? 855-58-LIBERTY costs so much less a month, and then they're so much nicer and take care of you much better than an insurance company that's charged you 10 times more. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit their website, lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Now, before I get to Dale Bellis, I want to mention real quick, opensecrets.org, which is a pretty cool website, says that John McCain had a reason for voting down Obamacare. It wasn't just that he hated Donald Trump much more than he loved his own Republican voters and supporters and donors and the Republican Party and millions of conservatives who all counted on him to kill Obamacare, and he put thumbs down and killed the repeal of Obamacare, thereby leaving us stuck with Obamacare. Well, OpenSecrets.org claims that the reason why he voted against the repeal of Obamacare is that McCain was the single highest Republican recipient of HMO insurance company money. How do you like that one? So here's a guy that, you know, did the bidding of the insurance companies who all love Obamacare because they get paid for millions of people by the government. And they got to jack up their rates to people like me in the private sector. So insurance companies made billions and billions and billions of dollars because of Obamacare. Obama didn't do it for the people. He didn't do it for the poor people. He didn't do it for the minority people or the people of color. He did it so insurance companies that lobbied him would get filthy freaking rich. And the rest of us got screwed. That's the truth of Obamacare. And John McCain helped Obama, even though he once ran against him, even though he criticized him, even though he criticized Obamacare, even though McCain ran that he would get rid of Obamacare, he kept Obamacare because his donors wanted him to. Wow, what a send-off. All right, we're here with Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. Website, libertyhealthshare.org, or Light Your Liberty as well. You heard me say that in the promotion just moments ago. Lightyourliberty.com. Lightyourliberty.com or libertyhealthshare.org. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Oh, I am so glad to be with you, Wayne. Glad you're recovering well and after your surgery. It is so good to hear your story.
Not recovering well, 120% recovered. I mean, better than I ever was before. You know, and I did the surgery on a Thursday night, and on Friday afternoon, I guessed it on my own show. I was in terrible pain, and I felt miserable, but I did a half-hour interview with the guest host of my own show the day after the surgery, and then 3 days later, I was back to hosting 3 hours a day and an hour on TV, and everyone thought I looked great. So, you know, thank God the stress was lifted off my shoulder by your company, Liberty HealthShare. Thanks for everything you did, Dale. Really appreciate it.
But what is so pleasing to me is that you and I and 250,000 Americans are disruptors to the system. when we go to the hospital or to the doctor, we don't have traditional health insurance. We are private pay individuals banding together in community to pay each other's bills, and it is a powerful movement that is building and growing across America.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, I'm always honest on my show, and I think that's what makes it more real, of course, my show and each of my promotions for advertisers who I think are great. And so I was nervous as heck because I never had surgery in my life, A, except for having my tonsils out when I was like 7 years old. But I never had surgery in my life that I could remember. I was never in a hospital. I was never knocked out with anesthesia, and I never, ever had Liberty Health Share, therefore, for a surgery. And I thought the hospital won't know them. The doctors won't know them. No one will know what to do. I'll get stuck with the bill. And it turned out better than if I had Aetna's billion-dollar insurance company. Why is that, by the way? How'd that turn out better?
It's better because when you don't have insurance and we can appeal to the hospital that we're private pay patients, the costs come tumbling down. It eliminates a major swath of their own administrative overhead and red tape, and they love to cooperate with Liberty Health Share for that very reason.
Interesting. Interesting. I see one of the talking points here is that when faith and business intersect, it works. And a recent poll shows 74% of Americans are Christian, and there are many companies out there based on Christianity. Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, Forever 21, In-N-Out Burger, Marriott, Interstate Batteries, and, of course, Liberty HealthShare. And all of them seem to be doing pretty well, don't they?
Well, your experience is a classic example of it. We foster the best kinds of emotions and engagement and values in society because of what we do. We follow the golden rule. We put Christian ideals of loving one another's loving one's neighbor into practice, doing the right thing. Those are the kinds of ideals that we want to see flourish in our society, and healthcare sharing helps bring those to the fore.
All right. So another thing we wanted to talk about is now more than a million people are enrolled in health share organizations, up 500% since Obamacare. So what we constantly hear in the media is that Obamacare saved so many people. Obamacare is so important. You can't get rid of Obamacare. The nation would collapse. There are 10 million people enrolled in Obamacare. And there's 1 million enrolled in Christian health sharing organizations like Liberty Health Share. That's not bad. That's pretty close. That's a lot of people. You know, Obamacare's not that big a deal with 10 million, but you're a very big deal with 1 million and growing fast.
Well, it's really because of a dual crisis, I believe, in healthcare today, Wayne. One is the cost. The traditional healthcare system does not have an answer to the rising costs and skyrocketing expenses of healthcare. But the second, frankly, is a crisis of conscience. There are a wide swath of Americans that don't want their money to be used in ways that violate their personal beliefs, and healthcare sharing simply gives them away as a safe harbor from dollars being used to kill unborn babies and engage in costs and expenses that really are contrary to the values that we hold.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I know this segment. We're with Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty Health Share, and this segment isn't about abortion. This segment is about, you know, health care and Liberty Health Share and Christian health sharing and how you can do better for yourself. But abortion was never a big issue for me, Dale. You know, it just wasn't because I'm a guy who's in the business world and I'm worrying about my business and taxes and regulations. And, you know, I was against abortion, but it was never a big thing for me. But the extremism going on in America today where the Democratic Party supports abortion at the moment of birth and after the moment of birth. The governor of Virginia acted as if you pull the baby out, you leave it sitting there, you make it as comfortable as you can, and then casually and subtly he said, and then we decide what to do with it, as if then we'll murder it. That was so shocking to me, and I now realize how extreme the whole process is, that I've now come all the way to the pro-life movement, and I am just so sick of it and so angry at it. I can't believe the extremism that we would that Democratic governors like Newsom in California would ban the death penalty for murderers that a jury of 12 all agreed deserved to die, but would have no problem murdering a baby that's never done anything to anybody at the moment of birth or even later. It's absolutely disgusting.
The health sharing movement has just simply quietly and patiently withdrawn our money from the support of those kinds of procedures, and that's all we ask for, is just simply permit us an option and opportunity to protect our Christian conscience.
All right, well, you did a good job with me. Last thing I wanted to discuss was Bernie and Beto have competing Medicare for All plans. I assume one would bankrupt America and the second would bankrupt America. One might do it a little faster, one might do it even faster yet. Tell me about their competing plans in the last couple minutes we have left.
Well, the Medicare for All is simply a total takeover and socialization of all of health care in America, the disappearance of all private options. The Beto is simply a public option that would be then presented for people to enroll in. And as you've just pointed out, they are both grossly expensive, not supportable, and it just simply it doubles down on all of the elements of healthcare that we realize produce skyrocketing costs and lower satisfaction. Government control of healthcare is not the answer.
No, but for me, the answer was Liberty Health Share, my third year in it. I've saved $54,000 over 3 years just in premiums. My son had a emergency surgery for his wisdom teeth. They all came out, $2,500 bill, and Liberty Health Share took care of $2,000 of the $2,500. Wonderful reimbursement rate that I never would have gotten from Aetna. Three doctor visits for me in December. All three were free. They were considered wellness visits. Didn't even have a copay, and then they really saved my bacon with my kidney stone surgery. Great job, Liberty Health Share. Great job, Dale Bellis. Thank you.
What a pleasure to be with you, Wayne. Thank you. God bless.
Contact them at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I'm proud to recommend them. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Matson of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, don't forget the third hour is Newsmax TV, and I want to make sure all of you tune in. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. 80 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. We are really conservative, unlike Fox News, which is becoming not so conservative, very wishy-washy. You can't say liberal, because they do have Sean Hannity on. It's great. Laurie Ingraham's great. Tucker Carlson is great. And, of course, my favorite, Judge Jeanine, is fabulous on Saturday nights. But she was suspended for the last 2 weeks, or last week's show and next week's show, this coming Saturday. So, I mean, that was a bad thing. And believe me when I tell you, everything has changed there. They just put Paul Ryan on the board of directors. They're moving in the wrong direction. Roger Ailes is dead. Rupert Murdoch is retiring after all these years, the owner who founded the whole thing. And his sons are very liberal. And I have gotten hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails. I stress hundreds. You know, approaching 1,000 in the last 4 days. All saying the same thing. I found you on Newsmax TV, and I'm never leaving. I love it. I live for your show every day, and I'm never watching Fox News again after what they did to Judge Jeanine and after hiring that terrible, liberal, disgusting person. I can't even remember her name right now, but they hired the former head of the DNC. And everybody's writing in the notes they're not watching Fox anymore, and they're all tuning to Newsmax, and they all love the Wayne Allen Root Show. So very, very proud of that. If you don't get us on cable, because we're on DirecTV, Dish TV, and many cable systems. But first of all, you got to call your local cable carrier. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and let them know, like Cox right here in Las Vegas, does not carry Newsmax TV. So here I am, Wayne Root, the ultimate national conservative personality who's based in Vegas, but you can't get me on Cox. So if you have DirecTV, you get me. If you have Dish, you get me. If you go to NewsmaxTV.com, you get me. You can watch live, or you can get me on the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. You can watch my show live every day, but you won't get me on cable because Cox doesn't carry me. So call 844-500-6397, and they will forward you right into Cox Communications or any other cable system in the United States of America to tell them I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root. And I'm on every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. The next day, rerun 10 a.m. Pacific. Eastern time, 1 p.m., 10 a.m. Pacific. On the left coast, all right? NewsmaxTV.com. Click on the top, watch live now, and boom, I'm on. So I mentioned that Kamala Harris said banning trans from our military violates the fundamental values at the heart of our country. It's the craziest thing you've ever heard how liberals think. And the other thing she said today was Kamala Harris said she would not execute someone for committing treason against the United States of America. And all I could say is she must be plotting her future. She must be watching out for what's going to happen in the future because she's someone who could be charged with treason. Because all these Democrats are treasonous. Not every Democrat in the world, but the Democratic presidential contenders believe in things and say things that I think are treasonous. I believe it's treason to want open borders. I believe it's treason to be against the wall because you're taking payoffs from the Mexican drug cartels. And don't kid yourself, that's exactly what's happening. They're getting paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. Whether it's direct payoffs with $1 million in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman bank account or a Belize bank account, or whether it is millions and millions of dollars spread out to Democratic candidates all over the United States in $199 denominations and less coming from Mexico. Nobody asks. You know, you're not allowed to take foreign contributions, but nobody is allowed to ask where the money comes from. If it's under $200, you don't have to disclose. So you get all the $199 donations you want, and I'm betting you that our entire political system on the Democratic side is filled with money from the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels. That's how they stay in business. All their drugs, all their child trafficking, all their women raping, all their female sexual prostitution, all their drug dealing, it all goes on, all the opioids, it's all through that border. And I'll bet you every person that comes to America from Mexico and Central America is threatened by the Mexican mafia. You're going to get food stamps, you're going to get welfare, you're going to get everything paid for, and you're going to kick back 10% to us or we will kill you and your children. We'll find you right in the middle of America. We got people carried out, MS-13 everywhere. I'll bet you there's kickbacks from every dime that every single Mexican earns in America in welfare, in earned income tax credits, in all the fraudulent ways that illegals are collecting 1,000 different American welfare programs. I'll bet you they kick back a percent to the Mexican mafia. And they carry drugs to the Mexican mafia. And they help with child sex trafficking for the Mexican mafia. And the Mexican mafia is giving money to Democratic candidates to make sure they are awash in campaign funds while Republicans struggle to raise any money at all. Guarantee you. And while that's going on, Elizabeth Warren says, as if she needs to top Kamala Harris, I believe it's time to start the national full-blown conversation about reparations. Now, here's a woman that lied and cheated to get a $400,000 a year job as a minority. She called herself a Native American, and she isn't. She's whiter than me. At Harvard University. Maybe it was Harvard Law School. It's either Harvard or Harvard Law School. She was a teacher there and made $400,000 a year because they hired her because she's a Native American. But she's not a Native American, and now it's proven by her DNA test that she's not a Native American. Every one of us is more Native American than she does. She's a liar. So she feels such guilt. Another one of those white liberals with tremendous guilt who rip off and cheat and bribe and steal like the college-stealing parents. And they feel such guilt over it all that they want the rest of us to pay for their guilt. She made, what, $400,000 a year, $4 million a decade. So if she did it for 20 years, she made $8 million by portraying Pocahontas when she's not. She's fake-ahontas. She's a liar and a fraud. She should be in prison for portraying a Native American and stealing $8 million. But she wants reparations for black people. Unbelievable gall and hypocrisy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.